delicious.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the main host, a man who can moonwalk going forward.
I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are.
Not bad.
Thank you.
It's quality.
Today, we continue our series that we titled...
Hunger.
Indeed. Today's episode is titled...
Delicious.
All right. Today's scripture comes from
the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
Delicious.
Appropriate. Appropriate. And so today, let's get it started. First of all, if I sound different, it's because I'm sick. But we're still going to keep on trucking. So, here we go. Now, today, as I was listening to my usual 5-minute retreat from the Frank Friar, it seems to me that great minds think alike, and sometimes lesser minds can be thinking along the same wavelength as someone like the Frank Friar. If you don't know who I'm talking about, we haven't shout out the Frank Friar in a long time. Check out his podcast. He's really good. Check the show notes. 5-minute podcast. Beautiful. Anyway, your soul will thank us later. but one of the things that I wanted to talk about was one thing that showed up in the Mass on Sunday. I believe it's the second Sunday of Lent, the readings. So if you want to go back and check those out, there will also be a link to the readings. It's that gospel of the that we also find in the fourth luminous mystery, the Transfiguration, when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain to pray, and then his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. So Peter, James, and John saw Jesus in a different light. And, you know, there's always the same message that we get whenever we study the scriptures. We get the different aspects of Jesus, because he's talking to Moses and Elijah. We can read into that. We can read into the apostles coming down and being transformed, you know, like when you go to a retreat and whatnot. And the one thing that I was thinking about is that, you know, just to steal a little bit from The Office, that I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. I'm a little stitious about the faith, and I don't want to say that I am, that I'm superstitious about the faith, because I'm not. I'm really anti-superstition. That's why I really like how the church scrutinizes miracles and apparitions, because I don't want to be superstitious about my faith. It's not like I worship God because I get little things as rewards. But it's just kind of crazy, and it's kind of hard not to notice that when we're following God's plan, certain things just fall into play. You know, a lot of things just kind of happen, and it seems like too much of a coincidence. You know, that when we're praying for something, we actually get it. Because God said, pray or ask and you shall receive. You know, and then we ask and we receive. There are certain times in which God protects us from our wants, because I don't remember the saint who said that more tears have been shed over answered prayers than over unanswered ones. So why does it seem that I'm going all over the place? Because I'm talking about the theme of this particular episode, which is delicious. It's because sometimes, man, our life can get really sweet when we're following God's plan, when we're behaving, when we're working on our little inequities, where we fail God, and we do good, and God gives us that attaboy, you know, like that little reward, or as St. John of the Cross says, those consolations in St. Teresa of Avila. You find those consolations, those good things that happen to you that seem kind of like a coincidence, but it's not a coincidence. It's a spiritual reality that sometimes we get something good coming our way. And it's kind of funny that I mentioned that as we're going through stuff. You know, Ramon and I were talking earlier, and we're both going through stuff. We've been going through it, and we're still here. Because it's not the first time it happens. It won't be the last. And we've seen too much to quit. Looks like you got something.
Kind of.
Like, yeah. Dude, like, just let me in. Let me jump in. Give me a little, opening. Here it is, man.
I'm listening, man. I was thinking about just all the good stuff, I guess you can say. Life is beautiful.
Yeah,
life is beautiful. And I really love the season of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to empty out all the stuff that shouldn't be in our hearts. You know, we are gently forced, I guess. It's such a contradiction, you know. We are highly motivated to give something up, whether it's food or whatever comfort is.
Behaviors,
yeah.
Comforts, that's good.
Yeah, like whatever comfort is holding us back from being the best Catholic that we can be. And I don't know, I feel like I'm all over the place right now, but
me too.
That's kind of the reason too why I feel so strongly about Lent, because nobody likes a motivated idiot. And when the church encourages you to sacrifice something, it redirects your attention and it puts your heart in the right place. That's when we are encouraged to fasting, we are, and I'm actually taking this from the homily, Father Mike, Mike Schmidt's homily, great podcast, by the way. So he was talking about like how when you give up a certain food, not necessarily a certain food, but when you give up a meal, you leave room for hunger. And I'm butchering everything he's saying, but you leave room for something extra. You leave room, and in an indirect way, for hunger. Not just physical hunger, which is causing you discomfort, but you leave room for something greater. You leave room for that moment of prayer where you get to offer that up to God. 'Cause the physical discomforts, sometimes they feel nastier than the spiritual ones if you're not focused enough. Because when you start getting the physical discomforts, you start, that at least for myself, I'm speaking for myself, but that's when I start getting bratty and say, man, God, what the heck? I do all the prayer, I do all the work, and then this is happening, and that is happening, and that is not happening, and blah, blah, blah. But the season of Lent is a beautiful thing, because it really forces us to redirect every bit of discomfort and turn it into something powerful and strong. And if you're really open to that, you're really gonna get to enjoy all the sweetness that comes from that. And yeah, it sounds kind of cheesy, right? All the sweetness.
You gonna get it.
Yeah.
You gonna get it.
But it's so sweet, man. Just coming home after a long, long day at work.
Yes.
Like 10, 12 hours, at least for me. And, you know, to a made bed, because I make my bed in the morning. And if you don't, then
get it.
Yeah, man. You got to be responsible. But, you know, I get to come home and it's like, yeah, I'm here. And I finally get to live my life, and thank God for it.
And, you know, and that's one thing that need teaches us. You know, when we need something, we're not aware of how thankful we are. You know, until you get those little consolations. But I want to go back to that idea of getting home, you know, like you were talking about, getting home and appreciating life. And appreciating everything that we have. Because because like I said, I don't want to be superstitious about my faith, and I don't want to make God into someone he's not. Last podcast, you said something that stuck with me, and I mean so much that I had to make it into a post on social media. it was so good though. Like, and you said it before. Like, it's not the first time you say it.
Yeah.
Like, and we've talked about this, but for some reason, it was just so appropriate that I don't even feel worthy of saying it. I think you need to say this again.
Oh yeah. So God is our heavenly Father, not our sugar daddy. And your soul ain't that cute.
Dude. Oh, man. So, yeah. You know what? My soul. I'm going to speak for myself. My soul ain't that cute. But.
It ain't, bruh.
It ain't. But I do really want to make sure that it doesn't get. The message doesn't get lost in the savagery of that quote. Because God's not a freaking genie to grant us our wishes. You know, God knows exactly what we want. But I've used this example before. Like, I know exactly what I want for dinner and what my kids want for dinner and what my wife will want to eat for dinner. Like, I know what everyone will want to eat for dinner. And so I can just make it happen and serve it. But it's so much better when I involve my kids in the mix. Does it take a little bit longer to prepare? Yeah. Does it take a little bit longer to explain why we don't add everything at the same time? Yeah. But it has to be done. Not so much because of me, but because of the kids. You know, they feel like they're part of the family meal this way. And that's what God does. He's cooking something up for us. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God is cooking something up for us. Something good, not for woe, but for our best interest. And I'm butchering the scripture, but it's the message. And that's one of the things that we need to be constantly aware of. That even when we don't get those consolations, number one, remember Ramon's quote, God is not a sugar daddy. And our soul, chances are probably not that cute. We're not the saints, but we're working. We're working towards it. And we can't be superstitious about our prayers. We can't be like making God into a genie or making God into someone that he's not. And this is something that hit me so hard when I was listening to the Frank Fryer, to Father Nicholas's podcast, the Frank Fryer, is that we make God into someone that he's not. We make God into my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my God wouldn't do this. My God wouldn't do that. Like, who the heck are you? Who am I to tell God what he would or would not do? If I am someone to tell God who he can or cannot be, then he's not God. I'm God. And I better check my privilege. Man.
That brown privilege. That
brown
though,
privilege,
Adrian.
Man. Gotta check my brown privilege and... and really figure out who I am in relation to God. That's what we call humility. And Ramon's a champion of that.
This guy.
I was wondering
if
you were listening.
I quit, man. I'm out of here. I'm going to...
Get it.
I have the scripture. Remember I told you when preparing for the podcast, I was going to be doing a lot of prayer and, you know, all that Catholic stuff.
Yeah,
man, life has been very, very beautiful. Life has stayed very beautiful, but it takes a lot to for us to realize how beautiful it is, because we let certain things bother us. And there's a beautiful scripture I heard recently on the radio. And it's from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage. I have conquered the world. And how fitting for Lent. I have conquered the world. Because I'm getting old hype now. But yeah. Really think about it. This man, Jesus, our Savior, went to the desert for 40 days after the 40 days when he was hungry, the stupid devil went up to him and he's like, hey man, you can turn that stone into bread. And he was tempted. But God, the God man, Jesus, conquered the world to show us that it is possible to overcome anything. You know, what's that scripture, that Philippians scripture where it says, you know, I can do all things through Christ.
Who strengthens me?
You see how that's what I had to ask you.
The English is hard.
Yes. Christ already conquered the world for you and for me to show us the way, to show us that it is possible, to show us that a little bit of difficulty is going to pay big dividends. And that's not necessarily our ticket to heaven, because I don't believe that, you know, oh, there's, you need this to get to heaven, but it's not our ticket to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one of the things that we have to go through. And I love the season of Lent. It's just a reminder of it, where you have to give up your filth to leave room for what is right, for what is holy, for what is just.
You know, I feel like it's especially difficult for us men not to love Lent. Like when we really get into our faith. Because we're meant to be challenged. You know, all this strength, all this violence, all this energy that we got bottled up in our hearts like a freaking roaring lion. It's there because we're meant to be challenged. It's there because we are constantly seeking a challenge. And when we're not, when we get too comfortable not being challenged, we get passive. Mm-hmm. And we become, you know, just laying it out there, we become a piece of crap human being.
Mm-hmm.
And we cause hurt to the people we should be protecting. And that's why Lent is an invitation for us to get some. And so we shall. And so we will. And so will you. So pray for us.
We'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur. This is your friend Adrian, Mr. Brown Privilege himself.
And I'm Ramon.
Here to remind you to stop being a punk.
And remember, nobody likes a motivated idiot.